I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh my God. Ross, total laid back.
It's hard to get your head around the fact that it's like 12 months now since the world changed. Hard to believe that an actual year has passed since that crazy time last spring when we spent our evenings eating banana bread that we didn't even like while watching full frontal shots of Paul Mescal with his Mickey slung over his leg like a sock puppet. The zombie apocalypse has marked us all in different ways, and no family more than the O'Carroll Kellys. Honor says she will never give up wearing a mask, since it allows her to mouth the words, fuck you, at people who displease her, although I have to say I don't remember the fact of no mask ever holding her back in the previous 10 years of her life. My old man hasn't coped at all well, and he's getting worse. I've noticed a serious decline in him since they closed the golf courses with the fate of the Frank Keane BMW BlackRock Over 70s Championship in Elm Park hanging delicately in the balance. It's an attack on our personal liberty, he goes to me on the phone. They've taken away all of the things that make life tolerable for the ordinary man. Friday afternoon drinks in the Horseshoe Bar, wandering around the humidor in James J. Fox in the company of the estimable Hennessy Coughlin O'Hara while we choose our Cubans for the month, a side of John Shanahan's wonderful Angus beef with something from the Loire Valley to ease its passage down. I'm there. Is this about them possibly voiding the golf with you top of the leaderboard? The only man capable of catching me is Harry Haw, he goes. Right now our friend is in the BlackRock Clinic, having a new hip-fitted titanium kicker, which will place him at a distinct advantage to me if and when the championship resumes. I wouldn't be at all surprised if the government knew this when they closed the courses. Everything doesn't have to be about you, you know. Oh, I'm well aware of that. There's also your mother. What about her, the scabrous horse beast? Well, she went to Lanzarote to, have her teeth done. Can they not file her fangs in the beacon anymore? It was just some vital bridge work that they couldn't perform here and, well, one or two other procedures.
Yeah, she sent Honor some of her photographs. I see they're using pina coladas as an anaesthetic over there now, are they?
As soon as the procedures were done, she flew back to Ireland, Ross, only to be told by a chap at the airport, listen to this kicker, that she'd have to stay home for 2 bloody well weeks.
Yeah, it's not personal, you know.
Of course it's bloody well personal. Day by day, they're taking away the freedoms for which the chaps in 1916 died. Even though you know my position on that one, Ross. We'd have been a lot better off if we'd remained part of Britain. Credit where it's due, they just know how to organise things better than we do.
Dude, I'm hanging up on you now.
And then there's the aforementioned Hennessy. He was taking his 1929 Duesenberg Model J out for a spin on the Nace Road, important to keep the engine ticking over, when he was stopped by a member of On Garda Shia Corner and asked if he considered his journey necessary. Quote-unquote, kicker. And your godfather, well, you know what he's like for the repartee, Ross, shot back with, would you consider yourself necessary, you ginger prick? Of course, now he's charged with, some trumped-up nonsense.
Could you not just get Netflix and wait this thing out like the rest of the world? He sort of, like, chuckles in, like, a knowing way.
Netflix, he goes. Netflix is part of the conspiracy, Ross. It's a form of methadone maintenance designed to turn us all into dazed supplicants, content to live within the social parameters set by the architects of this conspiracy against democracy.
You'd want to watch Tiger King. The dude reminds me a lot of you.
Well, you'd want to read your internet, Ross. Educate yourself. There's a laboratory in the basement of Buzzwell's hotel where they're using somatic cell nuclear transfer technology to create a new generation of suggestible people to read the news on RTE and write columns for the Irish Times that advance the interests of those who would curtail our personal freedoms. Joe Exotic, he's a fucking headbanger like you. Just Google George Soros Molesworth Street and it's all there, Ross, chapter and verse. We have all been had. They created this moral panic just as they created this virus to usher in a whole new series of normative controls. Stalin had to kill 20 million people to bring about what these people have achieved in a year. A society where it's an offence to show your face in public, to worship your God in the company of others, to be tactile towards the people you love. They have attached a guilt complex to all our social interactions. They have restricted our movements to within 5 kilometres of our homes while they decide on a whim what we can and can't buy.
Can you not get your cigars online?
Only Orwell could have written it, Kicker. In less than 12 months, they have created a police state and they've done it with our happy acquiescence. But no more.
What are you bullshitting on about now?
Next weekend, Ross, with the help of some wonderful people I've met on this famous internet, we intend to hold a no-mask rally in the town of Dunleary. We will take back our lives. Fittingly, it will take place in the People's Park. And as a lover of democracy, Ross, I would expect to see you there.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.